This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Here's Eric Chiafalo in football's finest.
So much to get to after the season finale in the NFL, and we will do it all right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Shout out to Jason Witten. Okay. The priest blessing the field at Heinz Field.
I think it had
what should still be called Heinz Field in Pittsburgh last night. Blessing the field with holy water.
I think it had
before the game.
I think it had something to do with the missed field goal.
Was that the same end zone?
It was.
It's the same end zone where the Ravens kicker misses.
That's brilliance right there. Absolute brilliance.
It's incredible,
hey,
dude.
We used to, when I was in Green Bay, I always put something that was blessed by the Pope. I taped it to the draft board. I put it like above.
What do you mean something blessed by the Pope?
Like the Pope, there was always things you can get. Like there were little medallions or little things, sign of the cross things, and I always
like he gave it a little kiss or something.
Yeah, it came from the Vatican, and so I would tape it onto the draft board, and like it kind of became like every year they asked like, "Hey, Broadus, what are you getting from the Pope to put on the stuff?"
There is something to this Pope in the NFL, though. Last two times we've had a new Pope, the Seahawks have made the Super Bowl. This would make it three, wouldn't it?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. In 05, new Pope is elected. Well, Seahawks go 13 wins, and they go to the Super Bowl.
The current Pope is from Chicago.
Oh, you know he's pulling for the Bears, I'm sure, but
yeah. But Seattle seems
Seattle
like they're pulling
other
from
teams
this.
Are harnessing.
Yeah.
Other teams are harnessing. Seattle being that team, and then 2013 you get the new Pope. Seahawks once again win 13 games. They go to the Super Bowl. They actually win it that year. And now 2025 season, we get the new Pope, and here we are again with the Seahawks winning actually 14 games. So do they advance to the Super Bowl again? We will find out. But the holy water on the field last night, and then that being the side of the field where the Ravens kicker misses to send his team home and advance the Steelers to the postseason is incredible.
Did they show the kick in a way? Did the holder not spin laces? I'm hearing that maybe he didn't spin the ball.
The only controversy I'd heard is that there was somebody jumping over the center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There should have been a leverage
call. Yeah.
Leverage.
Yeah. If Ed Hockley was in the game, yeah, this would have been a leverage call because he's the only one that ever made one in the history of the league.
Apparently, this kid's Instagram and socials are being absolutely eviscerated right now.
It's
and
bad.
The players are having to come out and be like, hey, leave our guy alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad. His Instagram, his wife's Instagram, Ravens fans, they are going full Baltimore violence.
How about win a game other than the last one? You know what I'm saying? Didn't they have a bunch of bad losses?
They started 1-4.
Heck yeah.
It was bad. I mean, their quarterback was in and out of the lineup. Yeah.
Who do you think feels more relieved on the other side of that? Mike Tomlin, who might have been fired, DK Metcalf, whose suspension might have cost them the playoffs, or Chris Boswell, who missed the point after to put them in that position?
I think it's Boswell for sure, because he's the guy that Steelers fans would be in his comments right now, getting lambasted.
It's always the kicker.
The DK Metcalf thing, yes, but it's a little bit more at a distance. Tomlin would be too for me.
Maybe the toughest field in the league to kick field goals in.
It doesn't look like the ideal kicking spot.
Yeah, it is not it's not one of the ones. If you went around and asked all the kickers in the league, place you do not want to have to kick a field goal, I guarantee you Heinz Field. Okay, it's some bank, right? What is it?
Accuracy.
It's Heinz Field.
It sucks. It's Heinz Field.
Heinz Field is a hard place to kick field goals. I'm going on record.
Yeah, the weather's wonky. No, I think it is. I think they were one of the last teams to have somebody make
there's the one with the scoreboard, the ketchup bottle it was, the wind coming through all that made it impossible to make a field goal. It was not good.
Yeah, my buddy insists that Boswell's the better kicker than Aubrey because he's got to kick on that surface and Aubrey gets, two-thirds of his games or whatever on turf.
No question that you
have. Makes a difference.
Oh, no, it makes an absolute difference. And Wolchek and I had this discussion last night, is that he plays 9 games, 10 games a year in
sub-freezing?
Indoor. No.
Oh, other way around.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He in perfect indoor conditions. His divisional games are all outside, but look what Pittsburgh has to deal with. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Heinz, the proximity to the rivers causes unpredictable wind patterns, which make it the toughest in the league. And also, and we know about the field because Pitt also plays there.
Yeah, it's chopped
up. It's chunky
up.
And loose.
Oh, that's right.
So you've got the wind plus poor field conditions. It's definitely the toughest place to kick in the
chunky
league.
Chunky and loose is an all-time bad scouting report for anything. Can you think of anything in your life where you'd say it's chunky and loose? Like, of course you want this.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you were talking about Pico de Gallo, like if you said it was chunky and loose, Pico de Gallo I think would be those two words right there mean you probably got some pretty good
Pico's to win.
Can anybody beat Pico? 877-881-1053. When something's described chunky and loose, when can it be a good thing? Now, this is crazy, and I thought it was a ball sack.
It probably is coming from your element.
All right, we'll find out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run with it. There have been over 60,000 field goal attempts in NFL history.
60,000.
That was the ball sack?
Tyler Loop's miss on Sunday night is
the first.
Only one of those attempts that came as time expired in the fourth quarter in the final week with both teams' playoff hopes resting solely on the result of the kick.
That's got to be a ball sack.
The first kick ever to lose a division on the final play of the game, basically.
Okay, what about that Raiders-Chargers game? Was that overtime? Remember a couple of years ago? And maybe was it just one team had a chance to get in the playoffs and the other one couldn't?
That's the only information I have.
If the Raiders tied, they were in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they decided to kick the field goal, and one team screwed the other, and that might have just been only one team.
Yeah,
could
all
get
they
in.
Needed to do was tie, and the Chargers and Raiders both were in.
They both were in the playoffs.
They said they kicked the field goal and sent the Chargers home.
But I think that was in overtime. So maybe this is a fourth quarter stat, which would mean that this is not a ball sack. But that's the game that came to mind when you read that one.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
I mean, you probably have to go back to the Buffalo Bills misses, right?
Yeah. Oh, against the Giants,
Scott,
the Super Bowl
misses.
Norwood. Yeah.
There was maybe more, but in the regular season.
Right, regular
just
season.
Just witness history.
I'm trusting out the stats on this one. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so of course the Jets become the first team ever to not have an interception.
No pick.
Yeah. And so
Jets, they got rid of Sauce Gardner. That's why.
Oh, Sauce Gardner has the worst record in the league.
Yeah.
It's not the Raiders. It's Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner won two games this year.
Ouch.
He's on the awful Jets. He gets traded to the Colts, and that was right when the Colts started to bottom out and become a not playoff team after starting the season off.
That's when the guy got hurt. The quarterback got hurt when he got traded.
Right.
Yeah.
So Sauce Gardner went 2-15 this year. Sauce Gardner should have the number one overall pick.
So you think Sauce Gardner needs some holy water thrown on him?
He needs probably a lot, man.
I'd try it.
He needs a lot of stuff going on.
Bless that sauce.
Now, the Jets, apparently, if you would have bet $100 in week one that the Jets' opponent's quarterback would not throw an interception, and then you just reinvested your winnings week over week taking the same bet, you would currently have over $5.7 million.
That is unbelievable. And the fact that they didn't have a single interception all year, Aaron Glenn's defensive guy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then I just saw Todd McShay was saying...
How many interceptions did Dallas have, by the way?
Oh, not a lot, but at least it wasn't none.
Two?
Yeah, maybe.
Six? Efforting.
McShay was saying Dante Moore, his agent needs to call and see if the Jets are planning on picking him.
See, that's what I'm telling you. The Jets.
And if they are.
Gang of Seven saying no Jets.
Go back to Oregon.
No Jets.
Yeah, I don't. There's nothing good about that, man.
They don't like the Jets.
There is no reason why anybody would want to do that.
They smell.
We're getting some chili on the Chunky and Loose. Oh. Gumbo, guacamole. You know, some of these.
Blue cheese.
Some of these dips.
You don't want runny guacamole.
Cottage cheese.
You don't want.
Yeah, I like a chunkier guac.
Yeah, chunky with a little heft to it, yes.
Little hefty guac.
Chunky with a little heft.
I'll bring some hefty guac to the Super Bowl party.
I'd say a nice beef stew.
Beef stew. Okay, yeah, we've had some soups coming in. Chunky soups kind of deal.
Cream of corn.
So it seems like there are edible things that
I don't think
if the menu read chunky and loose, somebody would be like, oh, I'll order that.
I don't think Lizzo's chunky and loose anymore. I think she tightened that up.
She goes back and forth.
Is she not chunky or is she not loose anymore? What do you want?
I can't confirm the loose, but the chunky part.
Okay. Good for her.
Who are we talking about?
Don't worry.
You don't know who Lizzo is? Thought she was on your playlist.
No.
Thought she was on your, like, get your mind right, lock in playlist.
Is it Lizzo? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's Lizzo.
New man on the Minnesota Vikings song.
New man on the Minnesota Vikings.
That's the only line I know.
All right.
That's the only one that I know.
I'm looking. I got Spotify. I pay for that every month. Because I'm wealthy. I've told you that, right? I'm wealthy. I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, you have companies coming out of your ass or whatever.
I got companies coming out of my ass.
But so your Spotify hasn't been hacked. That's good.
Yeah, that's a plus. By the way, Alex Stein, he's trying to help me now with the
man. You Spotify. Have an army of people trying to help you,
yeah.
And nobody's been able to come through for you.
They're doing their best. They really are.
So with Jonathan Gannon being canned,
Lizzo,
yeah, Lizzo.
Okay.
With Jonathan Gannon being canned in Arizona, the Cardinals have never had a head coach last longer than 6 years.
Oh yeah, gosh. That's an unbelievable stat.
That's Lizzo?
That's Lizzo.
Yo, now she's Ozempic'd. Oh, that's the tiny Lizzo that you're looking at.
Lizzo's empty. She's crushing it, man.
That's a wild stat.
9.6 monthly listeners.
It's like crazy. One of the longest tenured franchises because they were like in L.A., St. Louis. And 6 years, they've never had a coach more than 6 years. That's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
The Cardinals?
Cardinals.
They were in Chicago.
The Cardinals might not. I think that's probably the worst head coaching job. Like, we could maybe look through all the available jobs, but the Cardinals, of the available head coaching gigs, would the Cardinals not be the worst one?
I mean, I think Wilkes, wasn't Steve Wilkes one and done recently there?
They've had leadership issues at the top.
Yeah.
Like, there's dysfunctional stuff that happens.
Steve Keim, this bud's for you, guy, GM. Remember, he had an alcohol problem.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right.
I want to get back in the league. Yeah, maybe you don't hang around booze and you could probably be back.
Well.
Seriously.
Hey,
like, guys are drunk.
I thought
a lot of the league drinkers, though.
What?
Isn't a lot of the league, like, problem drinkers?
Yeah, but.
Doesn't that make you fit in?
They had it. Okay, they had a situation with Terry McDonough, like Sean McDonough's brother. Like Terry, like they let him go early. There was a lot. He sued the.
So there's a limit to it.
It's hard to be a problem drinker in the NFL. Like you got to really get to a level where
I will say
your
this,
whole family,
Scott McLuhan,
and friends are worried about you.
You ever heard of Scott McLuhan?
Oh, yeah. Scotch McLuhan.
Scott McLuhan. Let me tell you what I'd give him a list of 10 quarterbacks and a case of Dos Equis, and he'd have that list wired.
Yeah. You just had to go retrieve him from the film room where he passed out. Yeah.
You're like, Scott, who are you watching? Oh, I'm watching these quarterbacks. And the next thing you know, every one of those son of a guns can play.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. He was amazing how he can evaluate. Yeah, but he...
He was the drunken master of evaluating quarterbacks.
I'm seriously, man, my guy, he helped himself, though. He got off it, though.
Scouted players like I played online poker.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Were you a good drunk poker player?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, I'd get too careful if I was sober, you know. Just aggression. You
didn't really adjust things from a strategy standpoint once you got sober and kept playing?
Yes, yeah.
Felt like you lost your fastball for a while?
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you guys feel a little bit drunk when the Colts ran back-to-back fake punts?
Thought it was cool.
Smart.
That was awesome,
dude. No wonder that guy kept his job.
They got too many men on the field on the second one, didn't they?
Yeah, Colts, they run a fake punt on fourth down. They convert it. It's like the punter's going to throw it to Mo Alley Cox. Bang, you get the first down.
Man, that was a lucky catch.
It was. It was like the hang time on that throw.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But then the next play, now it's first and 10, and the Colts leave the punt team on the field, and they run like a direct snap fake punt. And
blow the whistle.
But they blow the whistle because the Texans were so discombobulated defensively, they had 12 men on the field. It was like such a great play. Unfortunately, it was a meaningless game for the Colts when they busted it out.
Right? You should have saved that for next year.
I think the lady owner called that one from the field.
That was her. Hey, we got to get this in, guys.
She took over the play calling in the second half.
Stay out. Fake punt again. We're going to do it again. They might have to make a rule here because I could imagine a lot of teams doing that, forcing you to burn one of your timeouts.
Yes, they do in college all the time, right? Don't they? They set up like they're going to punt and then run another group on and force you to use the timeout. Yeah, see it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It was awesome though. And
Mike Vrabel hasn't thought of it yet, right? Isn't he the king of like
Vrabel's really good at doing the weird stuff. I can't think of an example this year where
he did a thing with the Titans. He did something where he didn't snap the ball. He kept taking delay of game penalities.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was just
a genius move. Yeah.
And I think it was versus the Patriots, wasn't it? Yeah. It was like sticking it back to
Belichick.
Bill.
Yeah. The Belichick.
Yeah, there it is. Football's finest.
Thank you, Chief. Oh. I love it. Okay, coming up next, time to hit 16. The expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. LA Live at 5:40. What did Jerry mean when he said this about bringing excitement to the offseason? We'll do that next year in the Nation.
Yep. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Got the G-Bag today coming up here in 8 minutes, then LA Live, and we'll be into the top of the hour. Two guys in a booth coming up at 6 o'clock here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And the segment, The Expressway, is brought to you by our friends at the On-Time Experts. Okay, Anthony Davis' story got an update today. This is Tim McMahon saying yes. The preference for him would be staying with the Mavs and doing an extension here. Do you guys see any way that is possible? Isn't that a really interesting piece of news to come out right now?
Very much so, especially with all the Hawks stuff that they've been linked with him and all the you know, Richache, is he going to be part of the deal? The Mavs also wanting to try and get an extra first-round pick, hunting for New Orleans and part of a deal. It is. It's weird. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he wants to stay here and see this through with Kyrie, because I think that's always kind of been something that they've wanted to play together. But it is. Everything that he's gone through here, I kind of felt that AD would want a clean break, go somewhere else.
I mean, but it would be exciting, you know, if you can get Kyrie Irving back. You know, you have enough here. I think for him personally, he's probably not thinking like the fans are, maybe the organization is, that it's just not worth the risk. But I do wonder if this is part of things coming to light as a trade approaches and as, you know, people are sharing opinions about what they would prefer in their mindset around things with the trade deadline beginning to approach. It wouldn't be surprising to me now if this story starts to approach ahead here, maybe at some point this week or next week. We only have a month now until the deadline, right? The deadline's February 6th.
That's creeping up.
So before you know it, I do believe Anthony Davis is going to have a new team, and we will have a new set of trade acquisitions to talk about. Okay, what Jerry said pregame. Quote, I think we can do some things to maybe make as dramatic a difference as we could have in a long time. You know, what does Jerry Jones mean by that? You know, the fact they traded for Pickens and Quinnen Williams in the last 8 months does suggest they have a different appetite for doing different kinds of businesses. And then you take that with Stevens unsolicited, we'll go all in from Friday when he was with us.
Yeah.
You know, when I first heard that from Steven, I'm cynical, right? Because he said that a couple of years ago, and we just learned that they define all in differently.
Sure.
But you combine both of those things along with the trades, and it's like, what are the chances that we see something more significant than we have in the last 15 years?
I think I've said this a bunch. I'll say it again. I think Jerry's advanced age, no guarantee for tomorrow for him. I think that every thought of him now is like, okay, this season ended. I saw how it ended. I honestly think through all the media attention, whether it's us, people on ESPN, whatever, I think the fan base, I think they feel it, what the fans are feeling. And I think because of Jerry's age, I think that he honestly wants to do something to try and get this, you know, to get this thing back on track. And I mean, get this thing back on track to where they get it not just a playoff, but advance, get a championship game. You know, we'll see about the Super Bowl stuff. But I think that this is his – he sees and hears what the fan base is saying, and I think it's directly affecting him in this way along with his age.
You know, you look at when Jerry bought the team, and that was coming off of three straight losing seasons.
Yep.
And then they add the 1-15 year and the 7-9 year. So if you would put Jerry Jones in that mindset of when he first bought the team, you're two losing seasons into it. Are you one more or another losing season away from Cowboys fans starting to feel like, I don't even want to go to the game?
Yeah, see, he was in a situation where he was so leverage though, he was losing $1 million a month just on, so he was worried about the fan base for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you know, myself and, you know, guys, and that my family had season tickets for 20 years. You know, we kept them, you know, through the 80s, even as it was going bad. And then when I started working with the Packers, we gave them up in 92. My dad's like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But yeah, the fan base in the 80s, from like 86, 87, 88, it was starting to really, you know, they were you couldn't give tickets away.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just, you know, they were worried about blackouts. You know, that's when the time was going where they, you know, like Albertson was having to step up and buy all the tickets so it wouldn't be blacked out. So, yeah, he was hemorrhaging money. And so, yeah, the that Jerry Jones is a lot different than the Jerry Jones you have today.
Yeah, because the NFL is in such a stronger financial position that you're not going to lose money.
Yeah.
But you could lose interest.
Absolutely.
You could have a generation, like, once you're losing and multiple months go by, you know, 20 months, 30 months go by without your fan base really believing that it's possible, like, that can have an impact on you. So I wonder if the combination of all those factors and the back-to-back losing seasons for the first time in 23 years could have an impact on his mindset. But I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this as well, because he also talked about Schottenheimer's enthusiasm and the coaching job that he did, given the offense and identity. And his quote was, we got to play that in all three phases.
Yeah. Steven came on and told us the whole identity thing.
Yeah.
You know, he can listen. I Shoddy is a likable guy. I mean, I can see why the Joneses follow him. You know what? Jerry just wants somebody that will be a pal with him. Parcells wasn't going to be a pal with him. You know, Wade Phillips would be a pal. Dave Campo be a pal. You know, that's
Mike
what
McCarthy,
Jerry,
obviously Garrett.
Garrett, he wants somebody that'll be a pal with him. So I think we have to be a little bit worried. And I'm going to say this in all honesty. I think you have to worry about, Shoddy is a smooth talker.
For sure.
He's going to win the podium.
He's going to tell you, well, you know, hey, Todd Archer's going to ask a tough question, and he's going to go, hey, well, that's a good question, Todd. You know, and he's going to give you an answer. You're like, okay, did he really answer my question? You know, or he's always going to be the guy he's going to talk to you and he's going to make you feel good. Well, Calvin, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Nick, that's, you know, we're thinking about that, Nick. You know, see, sometimes you know, if you're a jerk to the media, you know, you could be a jerk to him as long as you're winning.
For sure.
If you're Bill Belichick, if you're Nick Saban, you could be a jerk as long as you're winning. The minute you stop winning, being a jerk doesn't work anymore.
That's right.
So Shoddy's kind of figured out, like, he's seen what Mike McCarthy does. You know, Mike at the end was a little bit nicer, but Mike never understood why people were giving him grief. Well, damn, I'm winning 12 games every year. You know, no, they're giving you grief because the standard is about winning in the playoffs and doing those things.
Yeah.
But he's like, why are they so hard on me here? I'm winning 12 games.
Yeah.
You know, where Shoddy's kind of think figured it out. You know, bring people in, be accessible.
Super Bowl winners and embrace the
Jimmy
history
Johnson.
Of the Cowboys.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson could be a jerk. He had a lot of guys in the media, the Rick Goslins, the Ed Werders, guys like that he was, you know, friends with and all that. But still, it's so much different the way that Shoddy. I worry a little bit because
I don't know what the identity of the offense was.
Yeah.
What, like, they were successful. Like, what was the identity of the offense?
What was it? Jerry says
passing game with Pickens and Lamb.
Yeah, that maybe that they had the ability to score points.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's cool. But I worry a little bit about. I think Shoddy understands how to play this game. Don't be a jerk to the media, and everybody loves you. And then when there's questions about things that are happening, you just kind of like. You're a little bit of Teflon. It kind of just kind of goes off you. Oh, well, hey, well, you know, we'll figure out things with the defensive, you know. They kept asking him questions about Eberflus.
Well, there's more depth to what Shoddy's brought than just Honey D in the media, though, isn't there?
I think there's depth that he's brought, but I wouldn't sit there and say that you might have the next great young coach. I wouldn't say that.
No, there were four division winners this year. Their team had lost 11 or more games last year. Three of those four were first-year head coaches. So just in terms of his coaching cycle, you've at least got three other guys that are first-year head coaches that are doing better than he's doing. And I get the defense.
They all have better rosters than he did.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Mike McCarthy, with a terrible defense, 7 wins last year. What did they have this year? With a much better offense, 7 wins.
Yeah.
No Micah Parsons might have something to do with it. All right, we got to run. It's time to get to the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag today.
Yeah. Check.
These guys are turning on Shoddy over here, Lucius.
Just being...
Can't believe it.
Yeah, I get it. He talks good to the media. He does. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every week down to Fan 530. My name is L.A., Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up if you see anything out there that you think I should be playing. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. You can find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, and all of our handles are in that bio right there, all right? And an alert, G-Bag of the Year for 2025 is this Friday, 5:30.
There we go.
Just this Friday, 5:30.
Winner.
All right, our winner and champ right here so far of G-Bag of the Day, day one going for two. We go to the Rose Bowl field pass, Pat Mack and crew. They had a big B-2 bomber fly over it, and they were excited about it.
Ladies and gentlemen. It was delayed, but it is still here. America sending a message to the world here in Pasadena. We got a B-2, and you don't. There's some things that USA has that nobody else does. College football is one of them. And a B-2 stealth bomber is another. Greatest country on earth. No questions asked. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Hell yeah, America.
Yes.
Holy s***.
Yeah.
Now let's kick off the second half of the Rose Bowl. Holy hell. I got chills right now.
Halftime flyover?
I just got a red, white, and boner.
I think I got a little freedom. The erection happening as well. How could you not?
All right.
Solid buzz going as well, seems like.
Was that going to commercial?
How could you not? No, that was to kick off the second half, right into play.
I thought we had a live mic situation.
No, they were fully aware.
Were the jets that we could hear, was that like the support jets or something, the escort? No,
that was a stealth.
That was a stealth, yeah.
That was a stealth.
Yeah.
I thought
maybe it had stealth mode. It was just trying to, you know, give you a nice little flyby. Let you feel that muscle.
Yeah.
Trying to show your muscle.
Makes sense.
Your muscle. All right, let's see here. How about this? Let's go to NBA 2K. We're talking about video games right here. NBA 2K. Playing online with your friend. They're in the shopping area. You know, you can pick up some shoes for your guy.
Okay.
Get some new, some hooping gear for your dude or whatever while you're out there. Get you a fade. Anyway, they're in the shopping area, 2K online. He's trying to give his friend some instructions. Friend might have been smoking too much or something.
Step away from the door.
What you mean?
Like, get away from the door.
By the door?
I said, get away from the door.
I'm away from the door.
No, walk away from it. But walk in the middle of the room. Just walk in the middle of the room.
All right, I'm in the middle of the room.
No, you're not. Is you in here with me?
No, I'm not in the middle of the room.
Bro, because I see you right here.
You see me on my game?
Yes, bro. You steal by the door. Walk in the middle of the room.
No. You said I am in the middle of... Okay, I'm finna step in my bed. I'm in the middle of...
Talking about on the game. What the f*** is you talking about?
What do you mean?
You might be stupid. You might be stupid.
You might be stupid, bro.
I think it's confirmed.
What do you mean? You can see me? Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna step on the bed.
What? I'm on the bed.
Onboarding somebody to a new video game.
Bro. Oh my gosh.
You know what? Just go play this game by yourself for 10 hours and get back to me.
Oh my gosh.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I got a little combo pack right here for these NFL clips. Coach Tomlin after the game.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He said, my one of the greatest quotes of all time.
Yep.
All right.
He's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is a fact. Yeah. Speaking facts, man.
That is a fact, you know.
Troy Aikman had an unfortunate slip. Oh.
And them trying to communicate and get lined up, the play clock running down, and they're able.
Oopsies.
Stumbling and fumbling.
That L gets you, man.
Yeah, every time. Yep. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Go to testimony service right here. I like testimony service. People talking about how their prayers are answered and they give God the glory. This woman right here was having a Dawson vacation. What happened to you during the vacation?
Travel hell.
Travel hell. Okay. Yeah.
Constipation.
Constipation and travel hell.
Misconnections. Rental cars. Lost luggage.
And constipation.
Oh, my gosh.
It's bad.
And constipation.
Constipation.
Testimony service, y'all.
Bowel paralysis. Where I just cannot feel a bowel movement. And so I got prayer last night, and hallelujah, I know this is terrible, but I had two bowel movements in one day.
Thank you for your humility sharing that. Yay!
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah! What she's saying is she pooped.
Jeez.
And she knew. Yay, Jesus! Bring that thing alive! Woo! That's the best testimony.
You know, you got some moving. I know you thank Jesus and God when it happened. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There it comes.
Oh. Feels like a spiritual event.
It's
the
amazing.
The full Trinity gets to love on that. There's nothing Father God constipated.
The Holy Spirit.
I think Eric wants to get a hold of that pastor, though. Maybe have him guest appearance at your church. Seems like your style.
He was pretty fired up, man.
Rest in Revelations.
Was. Yeah, he liked the boo-boo. He was pretty excited about that.
Bowel paralysis, where I just cannot feel a bowel movement. And so I got prayer last night, and hallelujah, I know this is terrible, but I had two bowel movements in one day.
Thank you for your humility.
He's got a humility erection right now.
Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. All right, that's it, broski.
Okay, is it Pat McAfee, our champ? Is it NBA 2K? Get away from the door and walk in the middle of the room. Coach T, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. Or the testimony service there about the two bowel movements in a single day. I'm going to go with the Steelers coach there, Mike Tomlin. Chief, how about you?
Give me the champ.
All righty, Lucius.
NBA 2K.
We're tied at one, Wolchuk.
I'm going NBA 2K as well.
2K.
By a score of 3-1-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion.
Ooh, yeah.
It's time now to get in that pimp cup again. Here's Lucius in LA Live.
Hey, it's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
American government doesn't care about you until they find out how much oil you have. Like, we didn't care about Iran or Iraq until we found out how much oil they had. We didn't care about Libya. Nobody cared about Diddy. until we found out how much oil he was sitting on. Like, damn, old boy got more Johnson & Johnson than a COVID vaccine center.
Yeah. Hey, this is LA Live for Monday, January 5th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday, which we had two of those over the past week. In fact, two Monday Fridays. Monday Friday vibes is just where I go over some things I've seen over the weekend, or maybe did over the weekend. It's been a calm weekend. Nothing happened. Nah, nothing happened, man. It's been nice and calm. Nothing. Nice calm weekend, nothing. Brother. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Shout out to Tolo Beezy heading to San Antonio for the week. I see you. Appreciate you, bro. Shout out to you, fam. Be careful out there. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And be safe. Be safe. And if a car's not clean, she's probably not clean. I'm just saying, bro.
Hey. Good point.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I wanted to start this segment out with a update. The Dallas entertainer Z the Wizard was shot in the head during a shootout at Pink House on New Year's Eve. Remember that? Remember
that story I told you? They showed video of that.
Yeah. It was crazy. Well, I was going to tell you that he was still fighting for his life because, you know, he was fighting for his life over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, as of 4:39, WWFAA said he has died from his injuries. So, send that brother and his family some energy and whatnot. Really sad way to start off the year right there, y'all. Yeah. Really crazy way to start off the
new year. Establishment, right, Lucius? That's what we determined.
Brand new establishment. They even had business the next day.
Yeah.
Next day, bro.
Streets gotta eat.
Streets gotta eat, dog. Yeah. That is crazy, man. Really sad, though, to see it go down like that. I wanted to give you an update that he was still fighting for his life, and we could have sent him some energy that way, but yeah, man, that's it. That's it. All right, hey. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. Thousands of people, I see in this video, fall victim to a mass New Year's Eve prank in Brooklyn. Brooklyn! It involves a fireworks show at the Brooklyn Bridge. A viral TikTok and Instagram post featuring AI-generated visuals said that there will be a massive fireworks show over the Brooklyn Bridge at midnight. Thousands and thousands of people, many who were tourists, packed the Brooklyn Bridge waterfront and the bridge itself. Just like, you know, here in Dallas, when our fireworks are going off, you couldn't go anywhere in the streets. Just like that, except we had super freezing temperatures up there in New York.
Yeah.
And then the countdown moment happened. Oh, my gosh. Not one pop in the sky.
Not one pop.
No. Not one. There's so many people out there, too, bro. Yeah.
Crazy.
Who pranked him? Who pranked him?
Totally. We don't know, but it was an AI prank. Most of the videos are old footage from past 4th of July celebrations out there in New York, and they said it was going to be a fireworks show at the Brooklyn Bridge, and so many people showed up, bro.
Brutal.
Tailgating for hours.
Plan your night around that.
Yes, planning your night. Yep. You know who? Men in the family got cussed out. You know they did.
Oh, God. You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is awful.
You idiot.
We should have done this. Yeah. We should have done that.
Let me see the video that said they were going to be there. I could tell right here. You know, they like to judge it.
Oh, they do, man. Yeah,
they're so good at it.
I told you.
Can't believe it. Yeah, so many people got pranked, man. AI online. Feel bad. It's a hell of a way to start the year.
I mean, I would have taken that as a win myself. I feel like fireworks shows should be about 90 seconds.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like them to go on for a long time. I like to feel it in my gut.
Pause. If they were.
You want some stamina on those fireworks.
If they were all different, I'd hear you, but I feel like there's too many repeats.
You want them fireworks to be drinking beet juice.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. Now, I like this guy right here, so let's send him some healing energy. I like this guy.
Over the weekend, I seen a video of former boxing champion, Adrian Bronner.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Bronner went viral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adrian Bronner, AB. Fantex. What does AB stand for? Send me some ABs. What does AB stand for? The video shows him appearing intoxicated in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I mean,
on brand.
If you're going to be drunk, Las Vegas is not the problem.
Yeah. No.
He had his girl with him, a few people, but he was stumbling and fumbling, and he's got a past.
Yeah.
He's got a past. It shows him appearing intoxicated in Las Vegas while asking random people for liquor. Not a good
random
look.
Random people?
Randos. Wow. For liquor. I got one of the videos.
Close, sir.
Hey, Popo, be my bad. Now.
Oh, my bad, brother.
Hey, what up, though? What y'all got in y'all cup?
This is lemonade.
We got liquor in the cup.
Cow's door is...
All right, go get some liquor and come back and talk to me.
My appearance fee is one bottle of booze.
Apparently.
Jeez.
Apparently. Mm. Now, which is not a problem again. You're in Vegas getting drunk a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But back in September of 2025, Bronner was recorded appearing heavily intoxicated while arguing with the restaurant staff and police over that unpaid bill.
Unpaid bill where you played that, yeah.
$2,200 he owed.
Yeah.
And they were going back and forth, and then finally he just reached in his pocket and pulled out a gang of cash.
Yeah.
And paid for it.
It's ridiculous.
I feel like there were some games being played with him. He was probably being lied to. Yeah, we got a section over here for you, maybe some bottles. And he probably went above and beyond the bottles. Yeah. And they got to start charging you. I don't know. That's my assumption to that. Also in September of 2025, Bronner appeared visibly intoxicated during an interview on Cam'ron's It Is What It Is.
Yeah, that one was messed up.
And he kept hitting on Stat Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hitting on that gal.
And then Cam'ron kicked him out.
Cam'ron kicked him on out.
That was a crash out. Yeah, I think it's around this time where you got to make a decision. Do I want to quit drinking or do I want to go underground with it? You know?
Yeah, you just can't be a home drinker. Yeah, you can't be out there like that, especially when people know your past, man, and you're probably struggling with something. This will make it worse. Now, I do not blame him for his attraction to Stat Baby.
No.
I've seen it in real life in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Real deal.
Mind-blowing in person. Wow. Mind-blowing. Pray for AB. I don't like how his belly is sticking out. I don't like that. It's too thin to have that belly sticking out the way it is right there. I feel like my man need to take one good dump like that girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe a cleanse. Yeah. 72-hour fast.
Start praying to God. Get that movement happening.
What is your hack? I was trying to think of it over the weekend or over the holiday. Is it coconut oil? MCT oil?
Oh,
what
MCT?
Is it that'll flush it?
Oh, MCT oil will definitely bring it out. But I use to help you sleep too.
Oh, the magnesium.
Magnesium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take them things at night. Yes. In the morning.
Yes.
Everything all right now?
It will be in a few minutes.
We're fine. Yeah. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. You guys familiar with this person right here? Podcaster and the man with no jumper, Adam 22.
Mm-hmm.
Balling like an athlete because I got no jumper.
2024 cuck of the year, if I remember.
Oh, he's going down a terrible path still.
Oh, no.
Adam 22 is set to fight adult film star Jason Love.
So that's real?
That's real, bro.
Wow.
He's
going to get his ass kicked.
Jason Love.
Adult film star, you said?
This is the guy that cucked him.
Yeah.
Oh!
He's going to fight
cucked him. Cucked him twice.
They got beef now?
But they've been kind of having back and forth little beefs. I don't know how real it is, bro, but it would be real if that was my gal and the way she was acting in the video.
I think he said that she was stinky.
So he's one of these guys that finds that hot when his gal is with another guy?
Maybe, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
Got that Diddy gene.
Got the Diddy gene. Now, she does share him. I've seen videos, going down the timeline where he's been sharing.
During that lifestyle?
Yeah, I guess so, man. But you don't fight the guy. That did this to your girl the way I seen him do it. Because if you lose.
It's terrible. It's already shameful. Oh, my Lord.
You can't get beat up by the guy that beat your girl up.
There's no way he's going to beat her down. This guy.
Oh, I think the guy's.
This guy is really strong.
He's a huge pause.
And he,
yeah.
Dude looks like you know, the guitarist in a hair band. At this Adam 22. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, guitarist and hair band.
The No Jumper and Plug Talk host is scheduled to face an adult film star, Jason Love, in a boxing match on January 23rd in Miami. The fight is a Brand Risk promotion.
Brand Risk.
Brand Risk promotion. An event ran by streamer Aiden Ross.
Okay.
And it'll be live stream on Ross's Kick. Adam 22 says nobody will ever be able to call him a cuck again after this situation. Oh, my God.
If he wins, that'd be hilarious.
He's going to have to win, bro. It's going to have to be set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get crushed.
It's going to be. Come on. You seen his legs compared to the other guy's legs?
Yeah.
Here's a message from Adam 22 right here. Here's a message from him because people think he's crazy.
So, by now, I'm sure you guys have all seen the guy, 22, a.k.a. the 22, sir, a.k.a. the White Truth. I am going facing Jason Love on January 23rd in Miami. Very excited. I know what you're thinking. Adam, that sounds insane. You only have 3 weeks to get ready. Here's the thing that you guys aren't considering. I've been getting ready my whole life. I've been in the gym. I've been training. Listen, this guy, Jason Love, he's big. He's muscular. Kind of looks like one of them Greek statues, minus the whole African-American part. But I got better cardio, I think.
I don't know. That's debatable.
I got a heart.
Yeah.
I
don't
know. Because that dude my wife. When I show up in Miami for that fade, the same fade that a certain one-nubbed man wouldn't give me.
Who?
Just know, I'm out for blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a setup to me.
It's got to be, because if this man beats you up, and he didn't beat your old lady down twice, and this bitch, come on, man. I'm like, how much do you like this humiliation? You must really like it,
right?
This must really be your vibe.
yeah, maybe that's it.
Crazy kink.
You ever had a guy beat you up in front of your wife?
Yeah.
Dude, oh, it's the best.
The adrenaline. The two most humiliating things of all time.
There's nothing like it.
He's stepping into that.
What do you call himself? The White Truth?
Yeah, the White Truth.
This guy's a true nut job, man.
Oh, gotta my be. Gosh.
Shout out to everybody on the fan text with the ABs. Anheuser Bronner. AB stands for all booze.
All booze.
ass and booty.
Always
AB. Ass to belt. Okay, I'm not going to do it. Wow, y'all got some good ABs, man. Y'all got some good ABs. Y'all got some good ABs. I like that. One more before I get out of here.
Lucius, real quick.
What's happening, fam?
Jason Love was in the military. He was in the Marine Corps for 7 years.
He looks like it, dog.
As a sniper scout.
Yeah, he's definitely a sniper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's definitely a sniper.
That's an all-time freedom boner right there
for
that guy.
He hits his mark. That's crazy, Eric. That is crazy, bro. That's crazy.
That's the one seed right there.
Yesterday was a church day. Yeah, 100%. I imagine that guy sitting on the edge of the bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a prank, bro. No, no. Have you been texting a link to somebody? Yo, check this out. Then, bam, you get hit with that.
No, they got the AI versions where he's running now, and that thing is just slapping. Oh my god!
I was like, this algorithm is falling apart. My algorithm is falling apart, bro.
All right, yesterday was a church day. Pray you got your blessing. I seen this go viral over the weekend. Atlanta pastor Jamal Bryant, senior pastor of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. He and his wife went to a 2025 United Negro College Fund Atlanta Mayor's Masked Ball. What a mouthful right there. 2025 United Negro College Fund Atlanta Mayor's Masked Ball. Anyway, it was the pastor Jamal's wife's dress that drove people crazy. People said it was see-through.
Okay.
It kind of had a nudish color to it. I thought it was fire. Yeah. I thought it was fire, but it made people mad. They said she was slutty.
Mm.
Unbecoming of a pastor's wife.
Mm.
Anyway, well, pastor responded on Sunday.
The other day, the internet went crazy.
Uh-oh.
About a dress my wife had on. Now, they didn't say anything about the $4 million that was raised for the United Negro College Fund. They never mentioned that she prayed until heaven came down. but insecure, jealous, petty, small-minded people got in their feelings and set up a false barometer of holiness based off of a dress. The dress was not see-through. The dress was flesh color. I need to set the record straight. I bought the dress. And I like it. I don't care whether you like it or not. She ain't married to y'all. She married to me. If you wanted a first lady that looked like Little House on the Prairie and Holly Hobby, you got the wrong church. I wanted a wife I would rush home to.
Yeah.
That I wanted to be excited to see. When we walked in there, I said, shake it fast. Watch yourself.
Okay. Okay.
This a local church?
Okay. Out there at ATL, man. Okay. Out there in ATL. I used to love my girl to dress a little sexy when we go out somewhere. I used to love it.
You don't anymore?
She doesn't do that anymore, fam. Sweat, drawstrings, and hoodies that used to belong to me and stuff like that, you know? That's all I get to see.
You like the heads turning?
Yeah, no more of that. No more of that. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. But
you get it. Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, what's coming up next?
For one final time, let's do a little Two Guys, One Booth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.